Songs that are treasured and endure often have a little-known history. And so it is with what is arguably the most beloved of all folk hymns. In 1751, John Newton was the captain of a slave ship that sailed from Liverpool, England, to West Africa, trading teak and wood items for a returning cargo of human misery. By his own account, Newton, who had deserted the British Navy, was a true Captain Bligh, cruel and abusive, and those evidently were his good points. Newton was a rough seafarer, a drunkard and a profligate. He would pace the deck, cursing and uttering vile oaths. Now, the old Mariners, the number nine, was much feared. Sailors knew it was the towering ninth wave in a series that often sank ships. Slaves below deck were whiplashed with the dreaded cat-o'-nine tails. Ironically, it was on Captain Newton's ninth trip from Africa that the hurricane struck. As violent winds tore at the rigging and giant waves crashed on deck, Newton realized the end was at hand. As the ship rocked uncontrollably, he went below to console himself with a final tankard of grog. An infidel, Captain Newton had never appealed to a higher power for help. But in this desperate hour, he suddenly cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us!" And then he passed out. When Newton awakened from his drunken stupor, he was amazed to find his ship becalmed. He peered out his portal to see the waves had lowered. The storm had passed. Now that was the captain's last voyage at sea. Although I'm sure that the old saying still holds true, once on shore, we pray no more. That was not the case with the grateful Newton. From that point on, Newton's life changed. He no longer drank or swore, and he eventually turned to the ministry. As further penance, John Newton wrote a poem that was then put to music.